Okay, here we are back. Hour number two. Glad to have you along tonight. We are going to do a little different video to open things tonight, but it's not so different that it's more than relevant. It's a really a grand view of what's happening to humanity, humankind, on this planet. And I don't know the name of the woman in the video, but we'll play that for you in a couple of minutes. I'm also going to put it up on the top of the homepage, and I think it's already there. So you can go back and listen to it again, and I would urge you to do that and certainly spread it around. It's a perfect analysis of what is being done to this once golden emerald planet. It's just tragic what's going on. But it's laid out brilliantly, and it's about 4 minutes long, so we'll talk about that. First up, let me bring along some sad news. We do lose people, giants. I call them giants. Lorraine Day has left us. She's gone now. She no longer has to worry about all this. Hopefully she's resting and happy and in that better place. Lorraine was a friend of mine for over 30 years. A great heroic physician, especially in her early days. She worked at San Francisco General Hospital as an emergency room physician for 18 years or something like that. She was a great lady, a great doctor, a great healer, and we had countless conversations over the years. I put her in my AIDS book and a special chapter because she was so compelling and so profoundly wise about many, many things. She's just a great lady, and it'll be a little darker planet without Lorraine Day. Always something that you could count on to be there. The lady worked full-time, 7 days a week. She never stopped, and I'm not sure of the exact nature of what moved her on to a better place, but she is gone now, and bless you, Lorraine. And I know you didn't know her personally, partner, but she was a great one.
Oh, I knew of her, and I was very, very impressed with her contribution. She was a smart woman ahead of her time, and unafraid to speak out.
Very much so. I remember her first visit, I think. We were talking about HIV, and she was in San Francisco, right in the middle of it, and she would be in the operating room or the ER room taking care of violent injuries and so forth, and she was sad. I was splattered with blood all the time, and she was very religious, truly a devoted and devout Christian, and believed that she was being protected, and certainly she apparently was. Wonderful lady. Anyhow, we will miss Lorraine. She was a one in a kind, one of a kind, and one in the millions. So, all right.
Sad.
Here's the deal. I remember when Jim Mars died, when Tex died, and I speak to these people. I was speaking to them regularly, all off the air, all the time. Jim, several times a week at minimum. And when they're gone, it's like it's not a little light in the sky that goes out. These are big stars. They're giants. They're gone, and they're not replaced. There's no one around to replace those people.
No.
I mean,
no, we're seeing that. There's nothing
with
to fill that void, really. Nobody to step into their place.
No.
Sadly.
The caliber and quality of people, it's just, a lot of it is contrived. A lot of it is created opposition. It's controlled. We know that. You just sent me something new on Dr. Anna. Is there anything we want to mention about what her antics are lately?
Oh, it's more of the same, that they're finding graphene in just about everything now. Contact lens solution.
Man. Yeah, I'm sure it's
everything.
Milk.
It's virtually
it's
everything.
Fruit juice. It's everywhere. It's graphene oxide. It's the planet.
But no one questions her
graphene
methods.
No.
They just take her at her word.
Unbelievable. That's the way most people are. They're passively, intellectually inactive. That's a redundant statement, I know, but I wanted to underscore the idea that people just are there. When the video platform took over from radio, people began no longer being able to process information properly and assimilating it into their intellect. Because why? Because they're staring at an image. They're staring. And when you stare at that image, you become wide open to whatever's being said. You're no longer passing judgment on it. You go into a quasi-mesmerized stance, and the information just pours in. And I view video as largely a tool of abject hegemony over the human race. It's brilliant the way it works. You think about it, it's very clever. So, that's why I could have plugged video into this program long ago, but I just don't want people looking and saying, well, her hair is funny, or that's an ugly shirt he's wearing. I want them listening. And when you're listening, like you all are doing right now, you are thinking. And that must be nurtured at every opportunity to keep people mentally interactive, proactive, not just reactive.
It's a skill. That most people don't have. Because, they're eyes are engaged more so than they're hearing.
It's like sticking a nipple in some baby's mouth. They're calm. Yeah. They're happy.
Yeah.
I got something to look at. No, you want something to think about, and that's the nice thing about radio. That's one reason I started this program. I quit television news. I saw where it was going. I was 12 years a television news anchorman, news director, and I didn't like it. I never liked it.
No, you got out just
in time. I liked the news idea.
Mm.
I did. That's exactly true. All right, let's listen to this video. Then we're going to spend some more time on the human tragedy of this depopulation genocide that's going on. And it's going on. People started out being a little bit sick or a little bit inconvenienced, and they've gotten worse and worse. Your paramedics, I guess, are exhausted or verging on exhaustion.
There has definitely been an increase in calls the last week or two, and more serious calls, I would say. I'm hearing more seizures, a lot of trouble breathing. That's common, and not so much falls anymore. But the falls seem to have been traded out for seizures.
Well, it doesn't mean they're not happening. They're just not calling them in. Maybe they're getting people back up on their feet. Who knows? But seizures, huh? Seizures of what type? What are the descriptions? Well, they don't give you much to work on.
No, it's usually just the age and the person's gender. And it's ranging anywhere from 30s, 40s, 50s. For the seizures in particular, and then shortness of breath, chest pain, abdominal pain tends to be the older folks. Go ahead.
Are they full body?
They don't say. They're very vague.
Got it. Go ahead.
But it appears we're hitting crisis levels here in Massachusetts because the biggest hospital here, Mass General Brigham, announced that they can no longer take new patients. And that would be, general primary care types of patients. People are still welcome to go to the emergency room and wait, but insofar as taking on new patients for general care, they're closing the doors, and that's because they already have a waiting list that is several months long. And until they can work their way through that, they're not going to accept any new patients.
Well, I didn't
just
know
that. Right at the moment that people are starting to fail and require, some kind of medical attention for these various ailments, not that there's much they can
do for them. Rockefeller medicine. Yep.
And in the meantime, they're laying off the IT guys and girls. I think they're letting go about, 2,000 total.
These are primarily what?
This is a big network,
people?
Big network hospital.
Mm-hmm. I don't think of a hospital as a GP kind of a place. I don't know. Maybe they had family physicians there taking on patients. I thought it was a place primarily. I don't go into hospitals often, but it was primarily to take care of injured, wounded, sick people and get them better and get them the hell out. So
well,
I'm not sure what they're cutting off. Not taking new patients. What does that mean? I don't get it.
Evidently, the people that live in that area and in the Boston city use that as
a regular medical checkup or health care.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it is a teaching hospital. It's affiliated with Harvard, and that gives them sort of special privilege to do, you know, experimental cutting edge procedures on people. You could get state of the art care, but mm-hmm. being that it's a teaching hospital, there's, well, you know, you're agreeing to being experimented on to some extent.
Well, we know where this is all going, and it's going AI, and there are going to be fewer and fewer healthcare professionals. They're going to be replaced with AI medicine. It's obvious what's going on.
I think it's that this is, whether this situation is contrived or not, it's kind of the obvious outcome of what's been going on for the past couple of years. I think what's going to happen is they will start to offer people appointments with a virtual human.
Sure.
You know, we don't have a human doctor available right now, but we have this new system coming online where, you can talk to the computer and the computer will diagnose you.
What was it that they came up with? Computers made a better medical diagnosis than doctors, something like 70% of the time. It was way up there. So yeah,
that's possible.
You could speak to a screen with an avatar doctor or a female, male physician, whatever, nurse practitioner, explain your symptoms, and they'll be very polite and talk back to you just like a person, but it's all AI.
Right.
That could happen and probably is happening.
That's coming.
I know it. I know it is, and crazy. All right. So when we all look around this tragically, I won't say self-destructing because it's being done intentionally, this tragically ailing planet, which is literally being taken down by the global elite and the rest who are running the show, this is a very good 4 minutes summing it up. And it's really quite extraordinary. So I want you to sit back, clear your mind, take the day's troubles and put them aside and just listen to this. I don't know the name of the lady. She's obviously very well studied or reading a brilliant script one way or the other. So here it is for your consideration.
The final goal is to eradicate humanity as we know it. Once you understand the final destination, it becomes much easier to look back and identify the psychological conditioning, the biological tampering, the cultural grooming, and the educational prepping that we have been subjected to for decades in preparation to making us accept a post-human future. It takes a lot of physical and psychological abuse to get an intelligent species like ours to agree to its own extinction. Most, if not all, that has transcended in the last 60 years was designed to get us closer to accepting such a dystopian reality. Whether you care to accept it or not, we live in a hyper-controlled matrix where our perception of reality is meticulously planned, managed, and executed in order to control and steer us in whichever direction they wish. And the direction is a post-human world. For this, they first needed to destabilize, dehumanize, and demoralize humanity through every means possible. The destruction of the nuclear family, children being indoctrinated by the state, abortion, the eradication of God and spirituality from education, Life in megacities and away from nature, toxic food, air, and water, social media, replacing real human connection and interaction, engineered financial crisis and taxation, endless wars and massive migration, stress, anxiety, depression, drugs and alcohol, constant fear-mongering, moral relativism as the new religion, and I could go on and on about how humanity has been influenced and forced to move away from all the things that give us strength, security, purpose, and meaning. A weak, immoral, disconnected, ignorant, and unhealthy population is an easy target for the next stage, the creation of an entire generation of androgynous beings. Masculinity is under attack psychologically, culturally, and biologically. Women are being replaced in sports, entertainment, and politics by men pretending to be women. And children are being indoctrinated at school to think that gender is a choice. The transgender movement is not a grassroots movement. It comes from the top. It has nothing to do with people's freedom of expression, sexuality, or civil rights. It's an evil psyop with a clear agenda to get us closer to transhumanism by making us question the most fundamental notion of human identity, our gender. If you don't know who you are, if you already identify as a hybrid between a man and a woman, you will be easily convinced to become a hybrid between human and machine. Gender ideology is the 2 + 2 = 5 from George Orwell's 1984 dystopian novel. It's the final test to see whether we will follow the most absurd party line towards our own extinction. But 2 + 2 = 4. And no matter how you choose to dress, call yourself, or change your physique, will not change that. The sad reality, though, is that in the gaslighting process to get us closer to a post-human future, they have mentally and physically harmed an increasing number of children and young people. And it's only getting worse. This must be stopped.
Okay, I don't know who put the music in there, but that was unfortunately unnecessary. I do have this video now posted at the top of Rents.com. Go take a look at it. It's got subtitles all the way through it, which makes it even more impactful. So share it and think about it. She did just a marvelous job of summing it up. It's right there.
Yeah. Spot on.
She mentioned Orwell, and speaking of George Orwell, here you go.
But he left one final warning. 1984 is, I believe, a quite terrifying masterpiece. So terrifying, in fact, I don't think I should like to read another like it.
I am not absolutely dissatisfied with it. I think it is a good idea, but the execution would have been better if I had not been under the influence of TB when I wrote it.
You once claimed that you have an ability to face unpleasant facts. Is that what you demonstrated in 1984 by drawing an accurate portrait of the future?
I think that allowing for the book being, after all, a parody, something like 1984 could actually happened. This is the direction the world is going in at the present time. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. The sex instinct will be eradicated. We shall abolish the orgasm. There will be no loyalty except loyalty to the party. But always, there will be the intoxication of power. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face. forever. The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
And that's you. Each one of you out there can make a little bit of a difference. And if you stand up, at the very least, we ought to be able to slow this process down.
We're trying.
Yes, we are. And a lot of you out there are playing very important roles. You may not even know it, but just being aware of what's happening, what's being done to us, how we are being mass murdered right now, and virtually no one is talking about it in those terms. We always have. No one else is going that far. Not the top docs. They will not talk about it. They talk about an experimental vaccine that didn't work or went awry. No, there was no experimental involved here. That was a perfected biological weapon, which is doing precisely as it was supposed to do. And the newest discovery of these, well, DNA plasmids, that's the easiest way to phrase it, and how many doctors were trying to call it 100 to 400 billion fragments and pieces of DNA in each injection, and they're trying to call it contaminant. These are not contaminants. They were placed in there intentionally.
No.
Only an idiot would think that. And shame on all of these top TV teledocs who are out there pontificating and talking and selling their snake venom theories, who will not talk about this as it really is. Shame on them, all of them.
I agree, and it's putting an awful lot of attention, as I said in our last program, on genes. What has it done to your genes? How are we going to fix this?
How do you repair a genetic bedrock in a human being, an organism, maybe even an animal, it doesn't matter, when that genetic bedrock, that composition, that format has been forever and irrevocably changed, if not debased or damaged, corrupted at the very least? How do you reverse that?
Well, DNA does have that the ability to repair itself.
If you leave it alone.
If it's given the right environment.
Right.
But
healthy.
They seem to have pretty much destroyed that, too. It's going to be very interesting to see where this goes, because I guarantee you this is about data harvesting at this point. They're going to be extracting people's DNA and having it analyzed and probably proposing some kind of gene therapy to reverse whatever damage has been done. And I don't even know how they're going to quantify that. You know, because when the lipid nanoparticles go in, they're like a dirty bomb. They go anywhere and everywhere. So just because whatever cells you've selected to analyze their DNA have been damaged, genetically altered, does that mean that they all have? Or I guess ideally they're going to go after people's germ cells or stem cells, bone marrow, and find out what's going on there, because those are the cells that, well, if it's germ cells, that's what you're going to pass on to your offspring, if you can even have offspring. And then your stem cells are the progenitors of every other cell in your body that when it wears out, it gets replaced with. So if the stem cells are damaged, well, that could be a problem.
We're in trouble. The newest member of the vaccine family, and I use the term very loosely, is the chikungunya vax to defeat that virus. It's an mRNA LNP predicated vaccine, as they all are going to be, and the older vaccines that have been around forever are all being reformatted to be mRNA LNP. And they're going to kill as many people as they want with this crap. And who knows, with genetics being what they are now in terms of a science, a bioweapon, who knows what's being put in these things, really? We don't know. Don't kid yourself. You don't even know what's
in your food
anymore.
We don't know what's in it. We don't know really, you know, what the consequences are. They seem to be slightly different for everybody. There's really no predictability about it.
None. No. The big story here that we spend a lot of time on is human beings. Good people, not so good people, doesn't matter. Humanity is being damaged and destroyed. And the individual suffering that some of these people, many of these people, are going through 25 hours a day is horrific. So we try to read accounts, yes, they're anecdotal, of people who have been vax-injured or, more importantly, shedding-injured. We're seeing that all the time now, which was their closer. That's how they got rid of the people who refused to take the shots, shedding. So we're watching this. But these people and their private, sometimes terribly intense grief, suffering, suicidal thoughts are certain to be common, more so now than ever. I think they're more common than most people think. But this is all going in a bad place. So we try to bring those stories forward to help all of you understand. And many of you listening are vaxxed and are injured. I get email. We know. Many of you listening are victims of shedding. We know. And we try to bring those voices forward. And we care about all people equally, so don't let anyone kid you about that. We worry about the vaxxed because they're already wounded and injured, and they are every bit as available to be shed upon as the unvaxxed. So they face a dilemma too. And unfortunately, there's no magic bullet. There are things you can do to reduce symptomology, reduce some of your aches and pains and other issues that are just horrific. But there's no reversing this. Not yet. Not now. So we try to bring these stories forward.
Indeed.
All right, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You're always ready. This girl doesn't miss a trick.
Well, we get a lot of readers to catch up on.
Yeah. Okay, I think the last one we did was Vax Carnage number 2. That's the one I have showing. I think we ducked that in. Is that right? Do you remember it?
I show that we did that.
All right. Let's go with number 3 then. Ladies first.
I think we did that.
Do it again. Nobody remembers. It's all right.
All right. My sister-in-law died within 5 days after her 5th jab. She got it along with my brother before their planned winter trip to Arizona. Each day after her jab, she got sicker and sicker. On the 4th day, she was put on life support. On Monday morning, the doctor told my brother that it was hopeless. Something is destroying all of her organs. They took her off life support, and she was gone 5 minutes later.
Which one was that? I'm not following it.
I have Vaccine Carnage 2.
I have Vaccine Carnage 2 at the top. I have Vaccine Carnage 2 at the middle. And I have Vaccine Carnage 2 at the bottom. I'm looking at the bottom third of the
All right.
Is that where you are?
No, I was more towards the top. But
all right. Well, let's jump down to the two-thirds mark. Let's start with those. I think that's where we are.
Okay. Are we talking Vaccine Carnage 1?
Sure.
All right. A good friend of mine was prodded and prodded by his wife to get the jab against his better judgment just because she got it. He was a healthy 71-year-old, just retired, with a recent physical and a good bill of health. He complained about his left arm being sore and bothering him right after the shot, and died from a heart attack about 2 weeks later. to add insult to injury, he had COVID earlier that year and had recovered on his own, thus having natural immunity. I get angry just thinking about this. Such a waste.
That's one of the key words of this whole thing. It's a waste of humanity in the verbal sense and I guess the noun sense. You take it either way. Okay, the next group of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, all the way to 9, I'm going to start with number 1 there, okay?
Okay.
The third group.
It's
so frustrating to see my friend, a single mom in her 20s, being diagnosed with a very aggressive breast cancer just a few months after getting her jabs and believing the doctors when they say to her that it must be genetic. She has struggled so much due to the side effects from cancer therapy. All I can do is hug her when she starts crying. And the next one.
Wow, that was like, I remember that opera singer that was she, the Czech opera?
Yes.
She was not even 20, I don't think.
25.
Okay.
Yes. Patricia Yanichkova. And died at 25, breast cancer. A brilliant, wonderful artist who loved nothing more than spreading the joy of music and her voice to the world. And great artists always do that. Whether they're painters, it doesn't matter. They're giving. They're trying to project something to humanity. And the whole trick is to try to leave the world and every situation you're in, if possible, a little bit better than it was before you arrived. If people just did that more, it would make a difference. They don't. Mm-hmm. Many people just take what's in it for me. You know the drill. Okay. Mm-hmm. Number 2. My mother. Go ahead.
My mother was a real go-getter with lots of energy and no issues with her lungs. Most recent scan was in 2019. Her and my dad both got the vaxxed against my recommendation and then the booster. Both got sick on both occasions. About 3 months after the vax and booster, my mom suddenly had interstitial lung disease and her lung capacity quickly deteriorated, and now she is deceased roughly 1 year later.
You hear about these stories on the nightly news? Never. You don't do this. No, it's to
nope.
be hidden. It's to be hidden. All right, go ahead with the next one.
I have a family member that had at least 5 boosters, probably more like 7.
How can this be? How can this be? But it is. Yeah.
After the 4th, he still got COVID.
Of course.
His doctor told him he waited too long for the 5th booster.
It was his fault. That's right. Blame the patient.
Uh-huh. So he got the 5th booster. Ever since then, he's been going downhill. He has lost sight in one eye. And then he got Eglon 5 disease. Now, I had to look that up. That's an autoimmune disease that attacks the nerves, a certain part of the nerves. Then he got thyroid cancer, and it went into his lymph nodes and into his neck. It was a slow ride to bad health.
Wow. All right, here's one. Now, this is interesting. It raises several issues. People getting together routinely in one large area that is, in all likelihood, rather stuffy. They just are, like a church. More than 40 people from our church have died suddenly or from turbo cancers. All of them after taking the shots. All African-American. My brother, Bill, was 42. Died in his sleep one day after his first shot. He left behind 2 small children, but nobody puts it together. My aunt had a heart attack after her first. A friend was diagnosed with myocarditis after his first shot and continues to believe in the system. He's a firefighter and a 20-year Navy vet. I could go on and on and on. but I'm the crazy one. Take care, pure bloods. It's a spiritual war out there. 40 people from this person's church. Mm. 40. That's just incredible. Here's another one. I work at a healthcare facility, and the number of people who are coming down with cancer is scary. Not just one, but a few different cancers at the same time. And by the time they find out, it's stage 4 and there's no hope. It's people I see that have cancer have had 3 or more shots. The doctors see it, but choose to ignore it. You bet they do. And I'll go back and stand with, I think we both stand with Dr. Mike Eden, who's saying everybody involved with administering these shots at this point, nearly 3 years into this thing, know damn well that there's danger involved, and they are complicit. They are accessories to mass murder. And sorry, I don't buy the, well, I have a mortgage to pay and all that. Fine, keep your job. Stop giving the injections. Present evidence why you don't want to do it. Ask to be assigned to another part of the healthcare system. But the people who are sticking these needles in people are killing them. They are the executioners. How clever it is that they pawn this off on the unwitting, dumb people who are injecting this into people day in and day out.
Yeah, they're the enablers. Wouldn't be possible without their cooperation.
I hate them. All right, here's one more, then you take the rest. I got a tumor in my eye socket after 2 Moderna shots. Coincidence? I don't think so. That's it. That's an example of another post. There's a big story here. A woman's got a tumor in her eye socket.
I know.
What a coincidence. All right, 7, 8, 9, all yours.
I had the first 2 Pfizer doses and regret my stupidity to this day after reading several medical papers of the after effects. I was 72, and I will never take another shot. I only took the first 2 as my brother was going through chemo, and that was the only way I could visit him. I have noticed weakness in my leg muscles despite eating healthy, supplementing, and exercising daily. I believe it was the vaccine, as this started a few months later.
See, there's another one. Okay. They basically forced her to take 2 shots in order to visit her brother, who was a cancer patient going through chemo, and that was the only way I could visit him. That's just outrageous. And, you know,
I know, that's what they did.
You bet.
You know, they put people in these impossible situations where they have to choose. And
Right. All right, go ahead.
I had my T cells checked. I was in a study. My response to the jabs went down quickly during the times it was measured. I also got COVID. It did not stop it. And 6 months after getting it, I had a mammogram come back with enlarged lymph nodes. I was told it's okay. This has been happening to many. A year later, I had 2 enlarged lymph nodes. And now, in 2 days, I have had to have a double mastectomy because in July, they found breast cancer. Was it the jab? I will never know. But very strange where it occurred in the timeline and on the same side as my shot. Will I get more? Absolutely not. I am now seeing buyer beware.
See, this poor woman, there are, I'll bet, hundreds of millions like her around the world. She's waiting for someone to tell her, yes, the shot did it. She already knows, but she's fighting against the mindset of many people who just will not blame them. They won't.
Yeah.
Lymph node problems, you're on your way. I'm not a doctor. We're not diagnosing, but you're on your way to trouble. And don't get a mammogram, for God's sakes. That's a suggestion.
Oh, yeah.
They're insane.
It's a moneymaker. You know, I mean, you are dosing yourself with radiation and the compression to that tissue, if there is cancer there, can quite often spread it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's
you know, thermograms are far safer and just as useful. So you have to think if you want that dose of radiation on a regular basis.
Perfect.
For safety.
Now let's dose up breast tissue with radiation. How smart.
Right.
Even if there weren't these shots, obviously sowing the seeds of malignancy.
Right.
Which will be energized by these. I cannot believe it. Rockefeller Medicine has been butchering people for well over 100 years now. And people they can't figure it out.
I know.
Now, seemingly more so than ever. All right, let's move on here.
Number 9?
Finish number 9, yeah, and then we'll go to the next group, yeah.
Okay, I have a bunch of older people in my building. Most of the 30 people here have all had the shots. I try to tell them, yet no one has gotten sick or died that I know of from them. Although most do have health conditions, and I lost my neighbor to a stroke, but most don't believe these shots are bad. They just roll their eyes at me.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it, Occam's razor? Come on. What did you do differently in your life before you got this turbo cancer and had 14 strokes last week? Well,
no,
I got three
if it
shots.
Doesn't happen, mm-hmm. you know, in the same time frame or there wasn't something notable about the injection, they're not going to connect it.
And they knew that. They can play this game apparently with no worries. It's just the people
right.
they just will not connect it. All right. Now we got the next group. Let's see what we have in here.
I think we did this one.
We did the whole thing? I don't have any clicked detente imagery on these. They all look like they haven't been done.
All right, well.
Let's see. All right, well, I'm trying to pick a category here. Let's see what this is all about. Shedding from housemates. And that's about 60% down.
What date are you on?
10th.
Okay.
It's about 60% down.
Okay.
Two of them, housemates. I am unvaxxed, and I live with a couple of vaxxed people. I have a constant cough. It's like a smoker's cough. I was wondering if it is from the vaxxed through shedding, or maybe a bit off topic, it's from them spraying chemtrails overhead. Well, I think that chemtrails should not be discounted under any circumstance because they can lace it with anything they want. Anything. So the sky's the limit. No pun intended. All right, there's a response. You'll get turbo cancer if you continue with the vaxxed. Someone's trying to warn this individual. And the individual writes back, I'm in the same boat, or another person does. One idiot in the house, and the rest of us, unjabbed, have the same cough. Funny, he went off on holiday, and no one coughed. Everyone felt great, sleeping well, no headaches, no joint aches, and then he came back. I believe there is an amount of shedding that the unvaxxed body can deal with up to a point. I recommend opening windows. I also recommend using different cutlery and crockery and so on. Yes, absolutely. And this is one of the first references to what you said damn near 3 years ago now, that you felt people in reasonable health who are unvaxxed can tolerate being shed upon to a degree That degree may be different in every person, but you identify it as a threshold of exposure. And if you stay under that threshold, your body can probably tolerate it. Now, here's a perfect example that theory may be true.
Well, only time will tell. There's people who are immediately symptomatic from it, as if they've been hypersensitized to the poison, which may be the case. And then there's other people that appear not to be affected, and yet these are the ones we're often hearing about who die suddenly. You know, they die in their sleep, or they just have a massive heart attack or a stroke out of nowhere. You know, we can't really make any assumptions about this. We just had another person in the shedding group whose brother died unvaxxed, but was living with a vaxxed other brother, husband, wife, household, died suddenly. Young, 40, maybe right. 30s.
This is taking people out in the prime, even the beginning of the prime of their lives. It's horrible.
So it's a stealth weapon in that regard. You don't realize that you are suffering damage from being in the presence of this stuff.
Oh, exactly. Okay, here's another one. This is right toward the bottom. Vaxxed, continuing to die. Someone named Trinity posts, fifth death from shots close to me today. Brainstem clot / stroke turns to pneumonia, sepsis, and hemorrhage of organs. And not one person around me thinks it's the shots. Someone responds to that, Lord, give me strength. And the original poster says, don't worry, brother. This world is not permanent for anyone. We also are in the lineup, maybe a little late. All right, not sure what that meant, but that's what it said.
Well, we're all in the line. It's just...
We are.
Where in the line?
Okay. Sick from shedding. See, that's just up above.
Yep.
Three. Go ahead.
I'm getting a daily burning sensation on my arms and neck with no stopping. Constant headache. Whatever the jaboids, took, it infected me fully. Long COVID tear. I wish I only got temporarily sick, but it's in my system, and I don't think I can get it out. After the sickness, I no longer felt God's presence. I feel like I got minus 20 IQ also, like a demented zombie. Don't sleep in these people's bed. It's like a physical and spiritual death sentence.
Absolutely. The issue here is that this person is identifying, name is Johnny apparently, identifying his awareness of the fact that mentally he has been nailed. He is not competent like he was. And I'm wondering how many people would be aware of the fact that they are changed mentally. We're going to spend more time on this as more and more reports continue to come in. This is not new. But the idea that once you take that shot, in all likelihood, you're going to be subject to being one of those who is changed emotionally, mentally, psychologically. It's sort of like a psychiatric aspect to these shots. And now shedding is causing the same thing. You just heard one from a victim of shedding. Go ahead.
Okay, someone replies, so sorry to hear of your symptoms. Have you tried Dr. Artis's treatment of nicotine patches?
Oh.
He has studies that show it's the antidote.
Oh.
A 7-milligram patch once a day. His study was on long COVID symptoms, and every person got rid of them in 3 weeks. Just a suggestion, along with prayers.
Sure thing.
And he answers, does chain smoking tobacco plus nicotine come work?
If that's true, smokers should be immune, right?
Exactly.
Doesn't happen.
No, there is, because of its apparent effects on the nicotinic acetylcholine receptor, that's the only receptor that it has any nicotine would have any influence on. It does nothing for the other 19 receptors. And
understand? Did you get that, everybody? Okay? 19 receptors, only one of them is potentially affected by nicotine.
Correct. So the nicotine is not going to help the blood clotting.
It is not the antidote. Here's
and it's
one
not
more
going to do anything for your endothelial lining that's being destroyed by the spike.
No. I'm going to try to stop smoking now after I listen to Dr. Artisan. Got to have that nicotine. All right, the last little leg on this is there's one more piece.
Okay.
Someone says, I don't know. Oh, you do it. Go ahead. You're on it.
I don't know what the combo would do. Nicotine is not addictive. Yes, it is. It's the toxic chemicals added to cigarettes that are. Well, they are too. Nicotine binds to the same receptor as the venom, COVID, but the receptor prefers nicotine, so it keeps the poison away. No. Dr. Artist did a show on it a couple months ago, but sorry, I don't know about combining the patch with cigarettes. There's so much misinformation here, it's frightening.
Exactly. All right, here we're going to duck one more in here. Sick from vaxxed partner. We get a lot of questions like this, seen on these boards. Yeah, I'm dating someone who's not vaxxed. I am. What about that? Or I'm not vaxxed and my partner is. Hello, I am new here, not jabbed, as I'd been a vax skeptic for many years. Not so my other half. We have separate bedrooms. So, no, I haven't since he got the Pfizer number one and number two, and every booster since. But he recently got shot up with this year's version and the bloody flu jab, too. Now, a few days later, I am dying with flu-like illness. Phlegmy, horrible cough and headaches, aching all over. Will I start myself on NAC? The pine needle tea isn't doing anything at this point. These supplements are very pricey here. It's probably in the UK. And I don't have insurance. So there you go again. A mixed vaxxed household, under any circumstance, whether it's children, parents, split parents, parents living with a relative in the house, it's damn dangerous and not going to have a happy ending in most cases. Just not. Shedding is part of the bioweapon program. Don't forget that. It's part of the mechanism of these injections. It was built in. They knew it.
Yep. Very true. And by now,
okay,
it should be obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It should be obvious, but when they don't hear it, if they're staring at the damn flat screen and their addiction to that is as it is in most people, they think they're being informed. No, their reality is being formed for them by looking at it, and they're no longer thinking for themselves, most of them. Anyhow. Okay, wonderful material. Hope all of you can use it. Share this program. All of our programs there and many important articles are there on the right-hand side of the homepage. Look at the bottom. We only list a few of them. And the archive, we think, is the most important in the world at this point. It's all valid and viable and worthy of your consideration. Okay, anything to add?
No, that should do it.
All right. Have a good night. Thank you. Great job.
Okay, thank you, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
And we will continue with more in just a few minutes, so stay right there.